Thank you, Tommy. Good morning, church. Oh, boy, what a great Sunday. What a great day in the life of the Forest Mill Church. So great to be a part of a congregation that loves and honors and looks after families the way that this congregation does. And it's so exciting to see all these beautiful babies up here. And the love that their parents have for them, the love their parents have for the Lord, and so wonderful to see their commitment to raising these kids, to love Jesus, and to live under the reign of God. That's a beautiful thing. It's one of the blessings of being a part of the Forest Mill Church. And sometimes that commitment parents have, that leads you to big days like today, you know, baby dedication, Mother's Day. But most often, that's not the case. Most often, it takes place in your everyday living, in your homes and in your families, in the everyday grind of being a mother or being a father. And I want you to know that we see what you do, and we love you and appreciate you for it. I just wanted to share this video as we're kind of looking at that idea.
Okay, good.
Why don't you look in the camera?
Oh, okay.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be alone. He makes me lay down in green pastures. Leads me to quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know it will be here with me. Your rod and your staff, they come with me. Surely, prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now my head, you anoint my head with oil. Surely,
my cup
overflows. Surely, yeah? Surely goodness will follow me all the days of my life.
Surely goodness and love.
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And
I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So this congregation's dedication to learning and living the Word of God is what makes, for me at least, this morning's announcement such an exciting and fitting addition to our congregation's efforts. We are blessed here at Forest Mill to have a leadership that is committed to you. And already we've sort of seen this commitment on display in the baby dedication. But our leadership wanted to take this a step further and provide everyone here with the resources to make your life as successful as it can be. And that's why they have made this decision to partner with Right Now Media and give every member here access to thousands of online videos. It's been dubbed the Christian Netflix. They have something over 20,000 videos right now available, and they're adding more quality content, I mean, just exponentially. It covers areas like marriage and parenting, finance, Bible study, there's Christian history, there's apologetics, there's just all of these facets. There's science, I mean, there's all sorts of videos, and there's writers and teachers like Max Lucado and Francis Chan and Louis Giglio and Tony Evans and Matt Chandler, and there's just a host of fantastic teachers. Sometimes they're teachers that I, as a minister, I get exposed to, and I read about them or I watch them, and you may not have even heard about them, but there's some fantastic teachers. There's a section dedicated just for teens. There's a section for men's Bible studies, for women's Bible studies. There are resources just for small groups. In short, there is something for virtually everyone, for all sorts of occasions. And In fact, our Wednesday night class here in the auditorium, meets here in the auditorium, we started one of their kind of mini series. It's just a 4-lesson series, and really an amazing job of teaching in that video series so far. And the video that we just watched, the little girl reading Psalm 23 or reciting Psalm 23, that came from their library of video illustrations. So for those of you who are teaching, there are hundreds of biblical illustrations and ideas for different occasions and for different lessons. And so if you were to go out and you were to buy just one lesson series, just, you know, the study through the Gospel of Matthew or the study on the book of Philippians, if you were to go out and just buy one of those, I assure you they're not cheap. And they're certainly not free. One series like that would be anywhere from $80 to $150, depending on who did it and how long the series is and all that. And there are hundreds of those on this site. And it's going to cost you only nothing. It is absolutely free to you. Our elders have partnered and leadership have partnered with Right Now Media. And all you have to do is download the Right Now Media app to your smartphone or your tablet. Or you can stream it through your TV. If you use a streaming service or if you have a smart TV, you can download the app there. You can stream it through there. If you use a streaming device like Roku, that's readily available. Or if you don't use any of those things, but you do have a computer and have internet access, you can just go online and watch the videos on your computer. Over the next few days, all of you, all of the members of the Forest Mill Church should be receiving an email from Right Now Media. It's not junk mail. You might have to check your spam filter. But it's from Right Now Media, and it's going to walk you through the really simple steps of setting up your account. And it is really simple, I assure you. And if you don't get an email, well, just know it's because we don't love you. If you don't get an email, it's because your email is not in our system. We gave them everybody's email that we have, and some people's email we didn't have. We gave them everything we had. And so if you are a person who uses email and you would like to do this, then we've got to have that email address. And we will pass that along to them. They will send you a link to set up your account. But we gave everybody that we have. Remember when we did that directory? Remember that? And we asked for your email addresses? So that's why it's so important right there, because that's all we have. We can't send you bulletins. We can't send you updates. We can't get you enrolled in fantastic things like these. So if you are not a part of our digital directory, I would encourage you to do that. And this is a great kind of opportunity to do that. But just get your email to the church office sometime through the week. Obviously, Monica is going to be limited in the hours she spends there this week. She's looking after Michael, but if you'll come or call or come by on Tuesday or Wednesday or later in the week, it would be a great time. You can call and get your email address added. And moms, you will be happy to hear that there is in here a large section just for kids. You may see these little flyers that are around at the places we keep our bulletins. There is a whole section in Right Now Media that is just for kids, and it has got VeggieTales, it has got 3-2-1 Penguins, it's got What's in the Bible, it's got Bible Man, it has got the Mr. Phil Show. I mean, if you are a parent of a little kid and you're trying to help your kids watch Christian content, you're probably familiar with some of these titles. But it has hundreds of kids' videos. It has kids' worship videos where they learn these songs. There's a lot of content. So happy Mother's Day, moms. There is something that's not just mindless entertainment, but it's actually educational, teaching your kids biblical truths and teaching them scripture, teaching them songs of worship and praise. So it's a great thing. And this week, as I was thinking about Mother's Day coming up, and I was looking ahead to the passage that we're actually going to really get into next week in Mark's gospel, and I was just thinking about the way that moms are, you know? And you may remember in Mark's gospel, Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" And they said, Peter sort of steps up and he speaks for the rest of the disciples and he says, You know, we think you're the Christ. We think you're the Messiah. And so then Jesus, last week as we looked at, Jesus began explaining what that means. Because it doesn't mean what you think it means, Jesus says. I'm going to explain to you what sort of Messiah I am. Namely, that he's going to be rejected and killed by Israel's leaders. And that after 3 days, he's going to rise from the grave. Remember that? And Peter tried to tell Jesus, no, that's not the kind of Messiah you are. And Jesus rebuked him. Well, you have to be thinking Jesus is a rabbi, right? He's a teacher. And the disciples are the people who follow Jesus. So if this is what happens to the rabbi, if the rabbi is rejected, if the rabbi is killed, if the rabbi rises from the grave, and disciples are supposed to do what the rabbi does, right? You do what he does, you go where he goes, you say what he says. That's what a disciple does. If that's what happens to the rabbi, what happens to the followers? And so we're going to be looking at next week, but I was just thinking about it this week. What is it that happens to the followers? And this is what Jesus says to them. He says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Jesus says that discipleship is a process of self-denial. So I'm thinking about all this, and I couldn't help but reflect on how selfless my own mother was, how selfless I see my wife being with our kids, and how, in fact, motherhood is perhaps one of the most beautiful images God has given us of self-denial. Self-denial, and I was just thinking, what does that even mean? What does self-denial mean? Self-denial is not it's not denying self something. It's denying self someone. It's denying self. It's not giving up on something you want from time to time. It's giving up on acting in your own best interest all the time. That's what self-denial is. And so when godly mothers are stuck in the muck and the grime and the busyness and the chaos that is motherhood, they're actually giving us this amazing picture of what Christ has done for us, setting aside his own desires, his own wants for our sake because of God. That's what Christ did, right? And that's what mothers do. They do that for the sake of those they love. And it's also an amazing picture of what all of us are called to do for the sake of the world, that we're supposed to set aside our wants, our wishes, our desires for the sake of Christ and his kingdom in doing that for the world, in serving the world, to set aside what we want for the sake of God. So this morning, I just want to thank all of you mothers who have done this with such a beautiful grace of being. And some of you have done it in the most difficult of circumstances with less support and less honor than you deserve. My prayer for us as a body, and we're not going to go into a big lesson this morning, but my prayer for us as a body of believers is that we may follow in your footsteps in laying aside our lives for the sake of those whom God loves. That we may learn self-denial by your examples, by the examples of our own mothers, and mothers, that you may be encouraged to continue down the hard road when it feels like you can't go another step further. We're thankful for what you've done and encourage you to continue, that we may learn by your example. And this morning, if you need prayers for encouragement, for forgiveness, if there's anything we can do for you as we've assembled here this morning, we want to take the opportunity to serve you in a way that benefits you and your families. If there's anything we can do to help you, won't you come as we stand and as we sing?
I bring my sins to